The 2026 Gathering of Nations is just a few days away. This is North America's largest powwow. Today, I want to give you all the information, whether you're going in person, planning to watch it online, or you just want to know more about this powwow. Let's get into what makes this powwow something special.
Welcome to Powwow Live Podcast from powwows.com, connecting you with Native culture since 1996. Here's your host, Paul Gowder.
Thanks so much for being here. My name is Paul Gowder, and this is Powwow Life, this show from powwows.com where we help you explore, experience, and connect with Native culture. And we've been doing it now for almost 30 years. I don't remember exactly when I started in 1996, but it was in 1996, 30 years ago. So if you're planning on going to Gathering of Nations, whether in person or just trying to watch it online, I want to give you some things of what to expect, what to look for. And so this is your guide for how to get the most out of Gathering Nations. Before I get into the logistics, I just want to start with here. Gathering Nations is not just another powwow. This is their 42nd year, and this is big. It's like a reunion. It is a homecoming. This was and is the place where lots of people put it on their calendar as the one dance they're going to make sure they come to. And it's not just a powwow. There is the powwow inside of Tingley Coliseum at Expo New Mexico. There's also Stage 49, a whole separate music festival with musical performers, comedians, and more that goes on out there. There's the Indian Traders Market. They've got two full buildings of vendors. There's a food court. There's the horse and rider parade. And usually there's the Miss Indian World pageant, but we were not having that this year because the other part of the 2026 Gathering of Nations that you need to be aware of is this is it. This is the last Gathering of Nations that there will be. The Matthews family who runs this has decided that it is time to retire, and this is it. They are putting an end to it this year, their 42nd annual powwow. They've been running this dance since 1983. I personally started going to Gathering Nations in 2004. That was our first time going. And I remember, you know, I actually called out to the committee and actually, I think I got Derek on the phone, Derek Matthews. And I said, hey, I want to buy a booth. It's the first time coming. I want to set up a booth at powwows.com. And he's like, look, if this is your first time coming, don't stay behind a booth the whole time. And so he talked me out. He's like, look, you don't want to do a booth. You want to be in the powwow. You want to experience it. And thank you, Derek. I'm glad I did that. My wife was pregnant then. that was in April of 2024. Brooke was born in July. So she was getting along in the, you know, in the later stage of that pregnancy. And if you remember, if you were one of the people who went to the pit, you know that it was tough. The pit, the arena that the gathering was in for many, many years, it was a basketball arena from at the University of New Mexico. And when I say it was a pit, they actually dug out to make the arena. So when you entered at the top, and then you had to walk all the way back down. There was no like halfway point. There was no bottom floors or concourse. It was full two decks, you know, like upper deck, lower deck, upper deck, all the way back up every time. The perfect thing you want to do with your pregnant wife. And then somewhere along the way, 2008 or so, we started working on the live stream for Gathering of Nations, and we've been doing that every year since. And it has been amazing to watch, and there's been some amazing performances where some of the musical groups that have been there, I remember President Obama sent an address. That was pretty cool. I got to meet Natalie Portman one year. She was there. The Reservation Dogs cast came a couple of years ago. Oh gosh, I can't remember. I mean, there've been so many celebrities, so many highlight moments. The Midnight Specials over the years, always a huge highlight. The Spike Draper Memorial was incredible. Yeah, just so many incredible memories over the years. So let's talk a little bit about if you're going in person. Here is the powwow flyer for this year. So it's going to take place the 24th and 25th, the Tingley Coliseum at Expo New Mexico. head staff is pretty much the same as it's been for the last few years. Ruben, Joaquin Hamilton, and Vince will be on the mics along with Jackson. Rolling Thunder, James Edwards will be announcing as well. And then roving is Jason Whitehouse and Nikki Santos. And Bart, of course, he will be helping with the parade. You got Randy, Medicine Bear, and George Cricket Shields as the ADs. And then you can see lots of other head staff there as well. Grand entries will be, let me make sure I tell you that correct. Is it on here? Grand entries will be Friday, noon and 7, Saturday, 12 and 6. So make sure you're there for that. The gates will open each day at 10 a.m. Inside Tingley, there will be, I think, some musical performances before the powwow each day. So you can come in and enjoy some of that before grand entries. Here's a tip for you. If you are a first timer or have not been to gathering before, don't miss grand entry. And when I say don't miss grand entry, don't show up 5 minutes before and expect to get a seat. It is going to be packed. It is going to be full in Tingley Coliseum. There are many times where they have to shut the doors down because we reach capacity inside the building. So make sure you're inside of Tingley and have a seat well before grand entry starts because it is going to be crowded, especially this year being the last one. Now let's talk about Stage 49. Like I said, Stage 49 is their music festival. Pretty much it is. It could be a standalone event by itself. It is on a stage out past the food court or the food market area. It'll be back behind that in a large tent. It's a full stage. Lots of big names performing this year. So make sure you go and we do have the program book for sale. The official Gathering of Nations Powwow magazine is for sale. We got digital copies of it that you can download and see down below the link in the description if you want to order one of those. Order it. It's delivered to you immediately. It's a PDF, so you can get that. And that will show you the lineup for Stage 49 so you can find out when your favorite performers are happening. Now, inside of Tingley, there's lots of things going on. Besides grand entries, make sure that you go and look for the schedule of the contests and the specials. There's some incredible specials. If you look at the flyer again, there's some stuff on here that you really don't want to miss. Dr. Lita is hosting the women's jingle special. There's the Midnight Luck of the Draw, where it's going to be one men's category, one women's category, sponsored by Poncho and Rebecca Brady. There is a Southern Fancy special. These specials are going to be great, so you don't want to miss those. Make sure you're looking at the schedule. Another tip, especially for the first-timers, the adult categories are going to be in the evening. So if you want to see men's fancy, men's women's jingle, some of these highly competitive categories, men's Northern Traditional, they're going to be later in the evening. So be prepared to stay late. Don't miss that. Okay, Indian Traders Market. There's over 400 vendors. This will be open both days, 10 to 8. You make sure there's two buildings. At least there have been two buildings in the past. Don't miss any of that. Go through, make your time, you know, plan out some time where you can go through and see all of these vendors. Some of the shops that you've seen online before, they'll be in there. Bison Star Naturals, love their products. I know they'll be there probably. They have been in the years past. Our friends at GNU and their some of the Stephen Paul Judd artwork, they're usually there. Lots and lots of people there selling some incredible stuff, so don't miss that. On Saturday and Friday and Saturday, around 4 o'clock, there's going to be the Horse and Rider Parade. Don't miss that. That's really cool. People go all out decorating their horse and wearing their regalia. That's a really cool thing to see, so don't miss watching that. And give yourself plenty of time to get there early. Get checked, you know, go through baggage check, get your parking and get to where you want to be. It's going to be crowded this year. Expect lines, expect crowds, bring some patience, bring some money, and it's just going to be fun to be at Gathering of Nations again. Couple more tips for you. Look at the schedule, look at the flyer, and figure out what your non-negotiables are, your must-sees, because there is so much to do when it's only 2 days. So if you want to see the grand entries and the horse parade, put that on your schedule and make sure that you don't miss those. But plan that out ahead of time because it's going to get crowded and it's going to get hectic. Give yourself some breaks. Plan some time to go shopping. Plan some time to go get some food. The food lines will probably be long. So give yourself some time for that. Tickets are on sale. I encourage you to buy them ahead of time so you don't have to wait in line once you get there. Get your passes ahead. Now let's talk about for those who aren't going and want to be part of the Gathering Nations experience online. We will be streaming the powwow this year. Stage 40, and I'll talk more about the powwow live stream in a second, but Stage 49, we usually stream it. However, this year we have decided that instead of streaming it, we're going to record it. The video production people, they have an incredible staff there that does the video production. We are very fortunate to use their feed to bring you all of this incredible footage. So thanks goes to them for an incredible production crew. So they're going to, you know, use their cameras, their team to record Stage 49, edit it out, try to keep copyright violations, which we had issues with last year, to a minimum. And we will play that back on Sunday and Monday after the powwow. Those will be available free on Gathering of Nations socials and powwows.com socials. So just stay tuned for that. We'll have some links posted for that soon. Now, the powwow live stream, we will start streaming around 11 a.m. Friday and stream until the powwow is over. Same thing on Saturday. The Gathering Nations committee has decided that the 2026 live stream will be offered as a paid viewing experience through our YouTube channel. The decision was made by the committee as part of the effort to help cover their cost of producing the live stream and all the other stuff they do, and to place a greater emphasis of being in person and having a great powwow experience. They're also putting some extra effort into the live stream production this year with some correspondence and some people doing interviews throughout the powwow. So it's going to be a little bit more of a production than it has been in the past. And if you've watched our live streams in the past, you know it's an incredible production. If you want to do that, it will be available through our YouTube channel membership. So you have to go to the powwows.com YouTube channel, and I'll have a link down below. And you can buy a day pass or a weekend pass. If you want to watch for the entire weekend, it's $19.99. If you want to watch Friday only, it's $9.99. And Saturday only is $14.99. Somewhat limited of how YouTube allows us to package that. So that's the offerings. And we are using YouTube's memberships to do that. So it will be on YouTube. The first hour or so will be free and public, and then it will go behind the membership. Now, starting Sunday, when the powwow is over, we will start releasing the clips from all the songs and all the grand entries on our YouTube channel for free. So stay tuned for that if you're not able to be part of the paid live stream. Powwows.com is really honored and excited that they have asked us to be a part of this again and for the last time. So thanks to the Gathering Nations Committee for having us out again. We're so looking forward to working with them and bringing you this incredible footage. As I said earlier, I've been going to Gathering Nations since 2004. And even years before that, it was one of those things that was on it was my bucket list trip. Tried for years to get out there. And I remember that first time going and just being so overwhelmed, seeing the huge grand entries, 3,000 plus dancers going, having that experience and, you know, seeing it for the first time. It's incredible. So I hope you are able to be a part of it in person. And if not, can watch and be a part of it online. I'm so excited to go back. Over the years, it's been more than an event to me. It's a place where I get to go and see friends that maybe I don't see at other powwows. It's a time where I also get to, you know, connect with you guys because there's so many people that come in the chat and talk to us. It's also a time where it's a lot of work. You know, we spend a lot of time taking all the photos and videos throughout the event and then putting out all of that content. So for me, it's overwhelming, but it's also fun to think about all the stuff we're going to be doing. I've actually hired, so as far as powwows.com crew, I'm going, my wife's going, and Ryan McDonald, who does some manages parts of our YouTube channel and has been helping out with live streams for a number of years. He goes with us. His background is in video production, so it's always good to have him there helping with this one. Michael Gabber and his family have come and helped before. So, and you guys know Michael does almost all of our live streaming now. He does a lot. Him and his family travel all over Indian country. So, but on site this year will be myself, my wife, Kelly, and Ryan. In addition, I hired one of my friends who is a video producer, a content creator, to come and take as many photos and videos as he can so that we'll have an additional library in addition to what I shoot. We'll have another person that all he's going to do all weekend is shoot photos and videos horizontal, vertical, you know, it'll be for all the platforms. So for the next few months after Gathering, look for lots and lots of content coming. So stay tuned for our newsletter and all of that. Now, a couple of other things to note about Gathering of Nations. I've got two special things going on right now, and links are down below in the description. One, we are giving away a Pendleton blanket as part of our countdown to Gathering of Nations. And you can use a bonus code today to get extra entries into that content. Go to powwows.com/win and enter code 195030. You'll get extra entries. That bonus code is only available for people watching or listening to this podcast. Throughout the weekend, I'll be posting bonus codes in other places. Once the powwow goes behind the membership pay, I won't post bonus codes there. I'll only make sure that they're posted during public times, but look for more bonus codes this weekend. Two, and also linked down below in the description, I have a special newsletter that we're putting out for people who want to just get notified of things going on at Gathering. So if you want to be on that newsletter and want to find out throughout the weekend, I'll be posting, you know, if there's special celebrity show up, if there's grand entries, if there's special celebrities, we'll post that. We'll post, I'll send out newsletters as we post photos and videos on our social, all of that stuff. I'll send a few updates throughout the weekend, as well as some updates afterwards as we start posting content. So look for that down below if you want to get updated with what we're doing at Gathering. And remember, this is it. If this is on your bucket list, you've got about 8 days to make your plans and be in Albuquerque. Thank you so much for being part of the powwows.com community. It's because of you that we get to do things like this and travel out to Albuquerque. It's because of you in 2004, we got to go for the first time and do all this. So thank you. Thank you for being part of our community. I'm so thankful for you. Have an incredible week. I hope you get to spend time with your family this weekend. My wife's out of town right now. She comes home tomorrow, so I'm super excited to see her back home. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next week in Albuquerque.